It's time for All Things Gardening with Charlie Nardozzi, and it's made possible by Gardener Supply and Vermont Victory Greenhouses. Good morning, Charlie.
Hi, Mary.
In a bit, we're going to learn more from a listener who wrote in to recommend that we should all grow the aronia berry. But first, one of the most cheerful flowers is blooming like crazy all around our neighborhood. And I understand that you are back from seeing the real deal up close and personal in Holland. Tell us all about the tulip.
Yes, I just got back from leading a garden tour of Belgium and Holland. And if you want to see something that is visually outstanding, you should go to Keukenhof sometime. It's open from mid-March to mid-May, and they plant 7 million bulbs in this 80-acre estate, which is kind of designed like an English park. So they have rolling hills and grasslands and trees, and there's pathways all through it. And everywhere you look, there, when we were there, of course, it was tulip season. So everywhere you look, there was tulips. There was red ones, yellow ones, purple ones, burgundy-colored ones, all different colored tulips, different types like the parrot tulip and the triumph tulip and the Darwin tulip. It was just visually stunning to be there. So it got me thinking about tulips and how many people struggle with growing them in our climate, especially because, you know, they last for a year or so and then they're gone and they don't come back. One type of tulip, though, that does come back and is a nice one to grow that we're growing in our landscape here are the wild tulips or the species tulips. These are the wild tulips in their original forms that grow anywhere from the Tibetan plateau all the way across from to Iran and through Turkey and all the way into southern Europe. These are native plants and they have beautiful flowers, but they look very different than the hybrid tulips that are out there. They're usually low growing. Some of them are almost like ground covers. They have small, either cup-shaped flowers or some that look kind of like a tulip-shaped flower. They can be bright red or they can be very pastel-y, kind of a lemon color to them. And the cool thing about them is that even the leaves are interesting. Some of them have twisted leaves to them and others have leaves that are variegated with different coloring on them. So these are our species tulips that you can get. You're going to find the names are going to be all the species names. So for example, Tulipa tarda, Tulipa clusiana, Tulipa pratens. Those are the names that you're going to find with them. They sometimes will have varietal names too. But the nice thing about them is that unlike the hybrid tulips, these will come back year after year as long as they're in full sun with really well-drained soil. Think of mountain soil, rocky, gravelly, well-drained soil. If you have that, they'll not only come back, but they'll naturalize too. So that's the type of tulip I think everyone should give a try, those species tulips.
Here is a note from William in Bombazine. William wrote in to say, I planted 100 Viking variety aronia 1 and 2 year potted plants in October of 2011. Now they're 9 and 10 feet tall and have a prodigious yield every year. He writes, I did this mainly as a demonstration for all Vermont residents to persuade them to grow a few bushes for the food scarcity that I expected to occur and appears to be manifesting now via climate change. He says the nutritional value of the berries is ideal. They grow all over Europe and in Poland. Anything to add about William's suggestion for growing these aronia berries?
No, I think that's a great idea to grow these aronia berries. Will's right on target with that. They are really easy to grow. They are a tough, hardy plant. They're a beautiful plant, actually, in the landscape. And as he's growing them, you know, like in a hedgerow or something, they look really nice. Deer will go after them, but I haven't seen them devastate them like some other plants, like a yew plant, for example. They do have those beautiful berries that are not only tasty, they kind of have an astringency to them, so you're not going to pop them in your mouth like a blueberry, but they create a great juice and they can be used in a lot of different kind of food prep situations. And what's nice about the plant is that it has beautiful fall foliage color too, so it's a great plant to grow. Everyone should have a couple aronia berries in their landscape.
Okay, if you have questions, send them to us, vpr.org, search for All Things Gardening, and submit your question right at the bottom of that post. And also listen again anywhere you listen to podcasts. Thanks, Charlie.
You're welcome, Mary, and I'll be seeing you in the garden.